Garda National Economic Crime Bureau for joining us on the show this morning. Let's turn our attentions back to homelessness then. And yesterday we covered on the show with Mike Allen, the Director of Advocacy with Focus Ireland, the sheer extent of homelessness in this country. Record levels again, over 12,400 people homeless, and of course some of those in Kildare. Joining me now is Sinn Féin TD for Kildare North, Raida Cronin. Good morning, Raina.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We also have Martin Hayden, Fine Gael TD for Kildare South, and Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North, James Lawless, will be with us as well. But Raida, just start off with you. What's your reaction to those homeless figures?
Well, the increase in homelessness among children as well is just awful. An extra 105 children were told in the last month that they were losing the bed that they slept in, that their parents had to hunker down and tell them that they didn't know what bed they'd be sleeping in tonight. It's just horrendous. 105 children to hear that news. It's just horrendous. Like, homelessness, it's not only an immediate emergency, really. It's a social emergency. And because, you know, the number of people who live in terror of being evicted because of the number of the hidden homeless people who are broken, living on sofa surfing, or because they're camped out on floors in spare bedrooms. Can you imagine it, Owen, what it must be like? It's, and I know it because I can see it in the terror, you know, on a Monday morning in particular. You know, you dread opening up your laptop in the mornings because of the harrowing emails that you're going to find on housing. And you can always tell by the way they're typed, by the urgency of the message, that people are actually typing out the words on their phones, and that it's bringing the situation home to them in a worse way. And we ring them and they're so polite and so decent and so desperate that your heart would break for them. And they say that they'll tell you that they're struggling over their mental health, that the GP has given them tablets, that they're absolutely facing homelessness, that they've been evicted through no fault of their own. And it's the fear that they have, because they never expected to be in that position. Could you imagine what it's like for a parent? And that the two men I'm going to be speaking to this morning are both parents. Could you imagine what it's like to have to hunker down to tell your children that, you know, that you're losing your home, and that you have nowhere to go, that you cannot find another house for the same price, that you cannot find another place to rent that you can afford, and that you're being made homeless. It's just horrendous, and it's harrowing to talk to people in this situation.
Okay.
And it's awful to think there's an extra 105 children. We now have 3,699 children who are sleeping in homeless accommodation. It's a disgrace.
Okay, Martin Hayden is with us as well. And as I say, James Lawless is going to join us shortly. Martin, your view on this record numbers again of homelessness, and according to Peter McVerry speaking yesterday, shows no sign of slowing down. It's not a good look.
Good morning, Owen. No one will be happy with these figures. But, you know, ultimately we know that obviously housing is a top priority for government. Resources and funding are not an obstacle in terms of our urgent efforts to continue to try and address this decline. Obviously, there's many different elements to housing. Homelessness is one element that has a very emergency element to it. But a lot of the solutions around addressing these challenges that we face in housing are the more medium-term ones around supply. And we are seeing the cumulative benefit of years of investment now and a focus by government at addressing supply. It's not quick, but it is. All of the trends around supply are heading in the right direction to make sure that we'll have less people suffering from homelessness into the future.
Okay, Raida, would you buy that from the government? Everything is heading in the right direction?
No, Fine Gael have been in government now for 12 and a half years, and they've been propped up for 7 and a half years by Fianna Fáil. They have plenty of time to fix this, and they're only making it worse. Like, they're only making it worse. We need a change of government. We need a change in policy. And I was listening to your program yesterday, Owen, and it's just horrendous. Like, what they have done is they have privatised and prioritised private profit over people's housing needs. They're pampering developers, they're pampering vultures, pampering cuckoos with public money instead of investing in the kind of housing that people need. Just yesterday, I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, I had a young mother with a baby a few months old. Her parent had just died and she was being put out of the accommodation and she had nowhere to go with her baby. We have workers, people who are, her both parents are working, the people who get up early in the morning who ring me to say that, you know, that they're delighted that they've actually got some accommodation in a homeless accommodation. And I want to stress that to people listening here. A home, who are listening here at home or in their cars, if they think they misheard me. These are people who are working, people who are going out every day, paying their taxes, paying their PRSI, paying their USC, and they are delighted that they're not sleeping on the streets, that they have actually got homeless accommodation. Because once they're evicted, there's nowhere affordable for them to rent.
Right. Martin Hayden, are you pampering cuckoo funds and, you know, all these private investors over the ordinary people?
Absolutely not, Owen. But I think Rita there has, you know, articulated the very flawed and dangerous ideology from Sinn Féin that we've seen perpetrated through Alder housing policy. You know, we've seen Sinn Féin representatives in Dublin and other areas oppose very significant large housing deliveries because of an ideology where they only want public investment. They don't want any private investment or private delivery.
That has been fact-checked and Sinn Féin objecting to housing.
Hold on. Your ideology here is very clear. You've said it very clearly. Sinn Féin only want to see about public delivery and they don't want any private approach.
I never said that. I heard clearly
what you said here earlier around where you're blaming our approach. So just let me make my point and you can come back in then. It is very clear to me when I see all the debates in the Dáil that there is this ideology there, and Fine Gael and our coalition partners in government have a very open mind as to how these properties are delivered. We believe the best way to deliver the maximum amount of properties is across a range of different deliveries, including public, including private. And that's why, you know, the strong rise in commencement notices at the end of last year is very encouraging, and that continued into 2023. So 12,987 properties commenced construction from January to May of this year. The highest level of commencement since records began in 2015, and it's 7.4% higher than the same period 2022. So they're the statistics behind what I say when we are making progress in terms of increasing supply, which ultimately gets at the heart of people who are looking to buy their own first home, for those who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness. And the highest number of quarter one home completions, the 6,716 recorded since data began back in 2011, is a 19% increase on the same time last year.
Right.
31,000 new homes completed over the last 12 months to the end of March. I'm not in any way minimising the huge challenge we face here, but it is factually correct for me to say that we are making progress in terms of increasing supply.
Right, Rita, just to bring you back in on that, and two points. Yeah. First of all, does Sinn Féin put an overemphasis on social housing, and what about the private houses there? And also, we've heard from government saying that landlords in particular don't want Sinn Féin to come into government because, you know, they fear what that future might hold for them. What would you say to both of those points?
All that has been fact-checked. The minister there put incorrect information on using KFM.
What's incorrect?
This thing about Sinn Féin objecting to houses, that has been fact-checked by the Journal, and Sinn Féin does not object to houses in the main. The Fine Gael ideology is dog eat dog. It's every man for himself. They have actually broken people and they have broken the social contract. Let's be clear, you know, 12 and a half years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and their independent supporters, they've not only broken the social contract, they have broken people itself, where hard work and a good job is no longer enough to let you keep a roof over your head. They're talking about house ownership. Don't make me laugh. People can't afford to buy a house now. People can't afford the deposit. They can't afford to be paying rent and saving a deposit. It's unimaginable that this should happen in Ireland, where we have such a high amount, number of people who own their houses. Mm. And this has happened because of government choices. And the government choices are what I've listed already.
Right.
And, you know, I would rather an ideology that people have a roof over their head than an ideology of dog eat dog, every man for himself.
Okay, what about the landlords then, who fear Sinn Féin coming into government?
This isn't true. This is just stuff that they throw out, that they discuss at their meetings, and they say, oh, we'll call this week. Hmm. Landlords, you know, I rent where I live at the moment, and my landlord is a very decent man. He wasn't raising the rent above what would have been normally expected. Most landlords are decent people. When we talk about landlords, we're talking about, you know, these huge these vulture landlords, where they come in and where they buy whole estates, and you might as well be burning public money. Like, you know, where the council are forced to lease estates from these huge financial groups, and then they hand them back to the council have to hand them back to the developer within 20 or 25 years of rent paid, and
okay,
say, you know, thank you very much for that now, and they walk away with, you know, the council walks away with nothing to show for it. They might as well, Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, they might as well take people's money and the green in every estate in North Kildare and set fire to it.
Right, I'm going to read out a couple of messages, and then I want to go back to Martin Hayden, because James Lawless as well is waiting to come in on this. Jim says, all the people that are homeless should lie on the road outside the Dáil. That would make the politicians wake up. Another one says, it's sickening how many people are homeless. May says, it's absolutely dreadful in this day and age. People are homeless. How in God's name can you be proud to be Irish? I certainly am not, says May. And also Mag says, why is Martin Hayden slagging off Sinn Féin instead of answering the questions? He's spouting figures. Where are the real answers to homelessness? And Martin, on that point, right, is it not, would you not fear, from a Fine Gael point of view, but also from a government's point of view, that this is going to be your legacy now in this government term, record homelessness? And we can mention the figures of building houses, building social houses, investments in this, investments in that. The bottom line is, and the bottom line that everybody is noticing, is record homelessness.
So, like, ultimately here, what our legacy will be is the steps to try and fix this problem. And, you know, we can talk about legacy,
but it's not working though, is it?
But it, like, we are making progress in this regard, but we have a net migration. We have more people living in the country now than we had in the past. We have a lot of competing challenges and constraints in an economy that is at full employment, so there's capacity constraints in terms of what can be delivered. As I say, none of the constraints from government are actually finances or resources now, but there are other natural constraints there, and we are a very attractive country to work in now. We have people coming here to work as well, and that increases pressure on demand for homes. We see over 5.1 million people here. Maybe some of your listeners don't want me to quote statistics, but that's fact. Like, you know, and just as it is that there's 31,000 new homes delivered in this country in the last 12 months across a variety of different means, that is heading us in the right direction. It's still not enough, and we have to increase that, but you can't go from zero. Rita talks about 12 years ago. We know where the economy was 12 years ago, and where we've been at. And look, if you look at the other intermediary measures we're taking here around supply as well, we continuously look at every opportunity open to us. We've scrapped development levies for this 12-month period to stimulate more building activity. And I know people across Kildare who are building one-off houses in rural areas as well as those developers building their estates, who now are being saved over 20,000 a house, if you can include the water connection charges with Irish water levies being exempted as well. That's a really significant change. I know some young couples who were considering building that house that they got planning permission for, okay, were holding off because they couldn't afford it. And
but let's focus on the people who are homeless though, Martin. Like 12,400 people, where are they to go? Already we have messages coming in here. Please ask Minister Hayden where a single man with no children is to rent anywhere in Kildare. Another one says, my eviction notice was served back in April. I've been struggling to find accommodation ever since. Talk to those people as opposed to people who have got houses. We're here to talk about homelessness.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will. Just to make the point though, it's all interlinked, Owen. You can't talk about these things in isolation. Supply is at the heart of our challenge. So that's why I focused my earlier responses on supply. But in terms of those at risk of homelessness, you know, the additional measures we've brought in this year has been introducing 1,000 targeted leasing units, separate and additional to our current leasing arrangements, which will end from 2025. We see providing the resources for an extra 1,500 tenant in situ purchases in 2023, supporting our local authorities to make that change. We've also overhauled the funding model for the approved housing bodies who do deliver a significant amount of social housing to help boost supply. And we're aiming to deliver 11,830 social houses this year. And we've expanded state-funded emergency accommodation by an additional 2,000 beds for these short-term measures that have come into this space. As well as new opportunities to buy, and the renter's tax credit remains in place. And for anybody renting who's listening right now who isn't aware, the renter's tax credit, renters can avail of that for every year from last year, €500 a year, where a couple are renting together, they both can apply for that. So between last year and this year, that's €2,000 for that couple to be able to claim. So there are the short-term measures there, but I focus on the longer-term piece, because that ultimately is how we drive down this unacceptably high-level figures.
Okay, Fine Gael TD for Kildare South, Martin Hayden, thanks for that. We'll let you go. Oisin, you might guess James Lawless there, and we'll put him on air as well. Raida, just to respond then to what Martin has said there, what's your view, or do you accept what he's saying the government are doing in the long term?
I think, you know, this government have been in government too long, and they've just got lazy. What we have gone past an emergency now, because emergency is something that kind of suddenly emerges, that suddenly comes at you. What we have now is a deep housing disaster, and the president got it right when he called us when he was here in North Kildare. We have a housing disaster. I was there the day he said it in North Kildare, and I remember the reaction from the crowd. Most of them with homes. There were plenty of older people there who had their own homes, and what the president said absolutely got them. You know, it's horrendous. This government, there seems to be an indifference, and the government is indifferent to people suffering. So, yeah, they say, you know, the minister came out there and he said that he expected the homeless figure to rise. But, you know, the point is we're not talking about figures here. We're talking about people. We're talking about an extra 105 children. Like, I just can't get over this. The amount that we have, 6,700 children without a home. Like, it's just horrendous.
Right, let's bring in James Lawless then, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Morning, James.
Good morning, Owen. Good morning, Raida. Good morning to our listeners.
You've been listening to Raida and Martin, and I'm sure you will have heard Mike Allen from Focus Ireland on the show yesterday talking about this. Can I just read out a quote, James, from Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien? And it says, and I quote, "I think if you look back at some of the commentary, particularly from the opposition at the time, we were speaking of a tsunami and much larger homeless numbers. That has not happened because we've been able to put in mitigation measures." Now, does that not drive people absolutely mad, James, and not come across, as a reasonable man, not come across tone deaf, where the minister is saying, we have record homelessness, but sure, it's not as bad as the opposition said it was going to be? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, Owen, but what I do know what it means is, as I was listening with interest to your discussion for the last couple of minutes, and I picked up on a couple of things that Raida said in particular, caught my attention. One of the things she said is she's renting herself, and the rent, the landlord is very decent. He's not raising the rent above what might be expected. Now, I don't know what she expected, but I have to point out that by law, a law passed by this government, he can't put the rent up by more than 2% per annum. So Raida herself has just told the programme she's benefiting from Fianna Fáil legislation. So, you know, at least there's credit where it's due. The next point I want to make, she talked about the vulture funds, and it's very convenient for the opposition and Sinn Féin in particular to use all this kind of emotive language and talk about vultures sweeping in and all the rest of it. Fine. Okay, nobody likes vultures. But today, Minister Dara O'Brien is bringing the cabinet figures confirming that 31,000 units have been blocked from vulture funds in the last 2 years because the measures put in place in 2021, again by a Fianna Fáil minister.
Because of the fuss Sinn Féin raised.
Can I actually speak? Sorry, Owen, I'm not going to take part in the debate. If you interrupt Martin, I'm not going to be interrupted here. So Minister Dara O'Brien brought forward 31,000 homes that were saved from vulture funds because they're blocked from making purchases since 2021. And just to pick up on something else she said, this really caught my, you know, sometimes people think they're holier than thou. Raida said that perhaps Martin or myself are both family men. You know, it could be only imagine what it might be like to be evicted. I don't have to imagine, because I was evicted. I don't know if Radio was evicted, but I actually have lived through it. And I had a family at the time and young children at the time. So I don't have to imagine. You know, I do clinics every week. I'll be doing them again this Thursday night. Mm. I mean, lots of people in difficult situations.
So but then you know how those 12,400 people
absolutely
feel.
Yes, I don't
okay
have to imagine it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Can we just go back to the point that I raised with you initially, James, that Minister for Housing says that the situation is not as bad as the opposition said it was going to be. That's political point scoring and not dealing with the issues at hand, is it not?
Well, look, there's a, I suppose, a pair of the minutes in terms of, look, the opposition are saying it's going to be an absolute disaster, and then Darragh Ryan is saying, look,
is this not a disaster? Is record homelessness not a disaster in the government's point of view?
It's not good, okay? So you could say that any level of homelessness is not good. Ideally, you'd want to get to zero homelessness. It's very, very difficult. It's been seen around the world. It's extremely difficult. You end up in a situation, generally it's accepted, where you have, I suppose, two types of homelessness, and one of them is particularly difficult. That's where there are perhaps the substance abuse or mental health issues are very vulnerable people who, you know, despite the best support and assistance, really struggle to get out of that situation. But then there's the one, I suppose, that is more attributable to supply, and where the supply that is increasing year on year can produce some dividends. And that is where people are, what I would often talk about as hidden homelessness, so people on the verge of homelessness, so people living on parents' couches or putting down camp beds in the front room, etc. At night time, maybe extended family moving back in at mum and dad or with grandparents, and that goes on right across the board. And I suppose that's the degree of homelessness that those people, you know, will get a little bit of a unfortunate push or a shove, or something happens at home and all of a sudden they're out. That's where, I suppose, that can only be tackled through supply. And again, going back to supply, we're only in government since 2020, but the yet again this year, there's a 45% increase in the number of houses being delivered as opposed to 2021. I said in your programme earlier this year...
Which wouldn't be hard given the pandemic was continued in that year, James, so obviously you'd be expecting an upward trend there.
Well, let's look at another figure then, okay? So the number of social houses delivered in 2022 was the highest since 1975, okay, before I was even born. So we're talking about, we can talk about the pandemic in the last couple of years. There was no pandemic between 1976 and 2021, and yet, you know, we still managed to break all records again for delivery this year. So as I've said in this program a number of times, this is a big tanker. We've only got the bridge of the tanker 2 or 3 years ago. We're turning it around. We are breaking records every month and every year in terms of commencements. Again, the commencement notices this year, year on year, quarter on quarter, are up every single quarter. We are putting in apprenticeships. There's 10,000 apprenticeship places coming on stream next year. They're part of the problem here. It's easy to sloganize this, but it's not hard, it's not easy to solve it. But things like construction skills, places, planning reform, there's a huge bill going through the rocks at the moment in terms of reforming how we do our planning to kind of fast track, because a lot of these, let's be honest, get bogged down in local objections. And for all the people tell opinion polls and tell programmes like yours that they want your housing to be solved, as soon as the planning permission sign goes up next door in the estate or in the green space, they start ringing people like myself and saying, God, how do we stop this? So, you know, we have to be real about that as well. That is an issue. And the planning reform will allow people to have a reasonable say, but it will put a stop to this 5-10 years being dragged out of elections every time there's an application to build something somewhere.
Rhéda Cronin, I'll let you back in.
Listen, with a growing population, we expect to be building more houses every year. That's the name of the game. We have serious problems coming down the track. You were on the radio there the other day. I contacted you when you were interviewing a woman about the crisis of single people trying to get a place of their own. And we have a big problem with divorced and separated people who've had to sell the family home. I said to you that the government had gone into social engineering where if they had any chance of a home to buy a rent, that people must have a partner. There's something that's fundamentally wrong with that. You know, listen, we're in a real crisis, a real housing disaster. Over this amount of people without a home, like, it really is disgraceful. It's contemptible. It's offensive to humanity. And I heard the deputy there giving me my scorecard. Look, Owen, this government is stuck in the past, but you know, I believe in the future, and I believe in society. And you know, Sinn Féin believes that if you're working hard, that should be enough for somebody to be able to rent or buy an affordable home. And that if you can't work, for example, because you're a carer or because you've a child with a disability, that an affordable housing situation should be there for you. It's not rocket science. It's social science, and it's common sense, and it's the way that a modern government should be thinking. And you know, this government is tone deaf. You know, the two of them would come on here to debate me when every good idea they've had, every change of policy they've had, is because the pressure that Sinn Féin have managed to exert on them in the Dáil. You know, it really and truly, like, we absolutely need a change. Fine Gael have been supporting Fine Gael for 7.5 years now. We've had 12.5 years of Fine Gael.
Right.
And it's more than we can take.
That's Sinn Féin TD for Kildare North, Raida Cronin. Thanks for your time, Raida. James, just before I let you go, I put the same question to you that I put to Martin Hayden. Would you be concerned as a party within Fianna Fáil and within the government that this is going to be your legacy, that it's record homelessness? And again, we can, and credit where credit is due with the targets that you're getting and, you know, the houses that are being built, absolutely. But those figures are not the figures that are going to make the headlines, because ultimately, when everybody looks at the figures, we have record homelessness in this country, and you're in government.
Yeah, we're in government for, I think, 3 years now. And look, it's not where we want
to be. Yeah, but you were propping up Fine Gael for the last number of years.
We'll debate that another day, because I fundamentally disagree with that. We weren't in government. We had no ministers. We didn't write the budget. We were sitting, I was very clearly, I know where I sat in the Dáil. It was in the opposition benches. I had zero power. So, you know, I know people might like to say that, but I just reject that. Just in terms of what Raida said there about every good idea was Sinn Féin's, let's take a reality check. They voted against the affordable purchase scheme. They voted against the Help to Buy. They voted against the First Home Plan. They voted against the Shared Equity. They voted against the Land Development Agency.
Right, focus on Fianna Fáil and the government rather than focusing on Sinn Féin. Your legacy is record homelessness. Is that correct?
Completely incorrect. Our legacy is the biggest costed housing plan in the history of the state. Housing for All, $4.5 billion every year. Year on year, committed over 10 years. That's the first time in the history of the state there's been a multi-annual costed funded housing plan. It's in year three of a 10-year program. It's beginning to ramp up. We can see that in the commencement figures. We can see that in the stats. And we can actually begin to see, and people getting keys. And another point, just, I know you want me to talk about Fianna Fáil, I will. What we believe in is home ownership. And we believe, one thing I agree with Raida on, every hard-working family should aspire to have the keys to the door, to be able to put the key in the door of a property that they own themselves. However, that's not what's in Sinn Féin's manifesto, because their manifesto actually doesn't do that. And I've actually examined, I don't know if Raida's ever had the opportunity, but I've examined the two of them. There's not a whole lot of difference, except that Sinn Féin would prioritise massive social housing above any kind of affordable or private housing. And I completely support the idea of significant investment in social housing, but we must also support the aspiration to home ownership. And the hard-working family that go out to work and want at the end of the day for the key and their own door, I think is an aspiration worth honouring.
All right. Okay, we'll have to leave it there. That is Raida Cronin, Sinn Féin TD for Kildare North. James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Thanks to you both for joining us, and also to Fine Gael TD for Kildare South, Martin Hayden. I can tell you we have an absolute tsunami of messages that have come in to this, and we